各位弟兄姐妹，主安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
今天是我们从 Lake Yale 回来的第二个主日。
And today is the second Sunday since we've been back from Lake Yale.
那上个主日呢是波饼聚会，也是由夏令会的讲员张开地牧师在这里主理。
And last Sunday was Holy Communion, and it was hosted by the same speaker from Lake Yale Retreat, Pastor Zhang.
所以今天我们是从夏令会回来，恢复我们正常的由我们教会自己的弟兄站讲台的第一个主日。
So if you think about it, today is actually the first Sunday since Lake Yale that we have kind of a regular Sunday service by our own brothers.
相信我们弟兄姐妹在夏令退休会的期间都享受了一场属灵的盛宴，我们的身心灵都得着喂养饱足。
And I believe that everyone who went to Lake Yale probably felt like they were fed very, very well, had a spiritual banquet at Lake Yale.
所以我们这个吃过大餐以后呢，我们都需要休息一下，我们就今天就吃点简单的清粥小菜。好，让我们的胃肠休息一下，好好的消化一下。
And so after that huge spiritual meal, we've been all well fed. Normally, we will want to let our stomach and digestive system have a little break. So today, we're going to have a light meal.
所以我们就放松一天，我们今天就不要那么紧张。
So today, we want to relax a little and.Kind of rest a little.
在我们去退休会以前，就有人问我，什么是退休会？为什么用退休会？这个名字好奇怪啊。
So before we went to Lake Yale, somebody already asked me, what is a retreat? What are we retreating from?
其实退休会没有什么奇怪的，在基督徒的聚会里面有可以分成好几种不同的聚会。那每种聚会都有它的特殊性，还有它的目的。
Well, actually, the term retreat is not that different from all the other type of gathering that we have by Christians. And each of these gatherings may have just a slight different purpose or goal.
我们最熟悉的应该是福音布道大会。
And many of you here probably are familiar with the special gathering that we have, which is for sharing the gospel and do evangelical work.
福音布道大会它主要的目的是宣扬福音，引人归主，主要的对象是那一些失落的灵魂，我们在找他们，希望他们能够认识主。
And these type of evangelical meetings that we have, the main purpose is to share the gospel, to lead others to Christ. And so the targeted population is mostly the lost souls.
那退休会呢，到底是什么呢？是从什么我们要退下来？是退下来休息呢，还是退下来休息？好像一样啊。
So what exactly then is a retreat? What are we retreating from? Is it that we kind of go from one thing to another to be restored or take a break? What is it?
约翰福音17章14到16节有说，耶稣为他的门徒祷告的时候说，我已经将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者，或是说罪恶。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
In John chapter 17, verse 14 to 16, Jesus was praying for his disciples, and he said, I have given them your word, and the wordhas hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. they're not of the world, even as I am not of it.
基督徒是属天国的子民，但却活在不属于他们的世界里。
Now Christians are citizens of the heavenly kingdom. However, we live in a world that we don't belong to.
当我们在这不属于我们的世界上行走的时候，难免我们的脚都会沾染到世俗的泥土。
And when we are walking in this world that we don't belong to, sometimes it's inevitable that we will get dirt on our feet.
所以主耶稣基督在最后晚餐之前先为他们的门徒洗脚，更要他们的门徒彼此洗脚。
And this dirt means is a metaphor of meaning this world. And that's why Jesus Christ, at the Last Supper, before it, he was washing disciples' feet.
我们每天的读经、祷告、我们的灵修时间有一个目的，就是要靠主耶稣的话，以跟主耶稣的交通来洗净我们所沾染的世俗。
And in fact, one of the reasons why we need to have every day we need to read the Bible and have meditation and prayer is because we need to rely on Jesus and his words to help us to wash away and be separated from this world, wash away the dirt from this world.
我们所沾染的这些世俗并不是我们自己都可以看得见的，所以当我们看到别的弟兄或是姐妹他有沾染这些尘土的时候，我们就要用最谦卑的心告诉他本人为他洗脚。
And sometimes we might not see the dirt that we have got from this world, meaning that the worldness in ourselves. And therefore, when we see the worldness in others, other brothers and sisters, we should use the most humble heart to gently point it out to them and to wash their feet for them.
当有弟兄姐妹来告诉我们的时候，我们不要怕，也不要不好意思，更不要生气啊。
And if it turns the other way, if it is others who come to us and tell us the worldness, pointed out the worldness in us, then we don't need to panic. We don't have to feel embarrassed. And most importantly, we should not get angry.
我们只要自己安静下来，然后谢谢我们的弟兄，然后我们自己反省一下。
What we need to do is to really quiet our hearts, thank the brothers and sisters who pointed out to us, and to reflect on ourselves.
如果我们反省了以后，我们觉得我们没有什么不合宜的，那就感谢神了。
And if you, during your reflection you felt like,I really did not do anything wrong, then that's great, that's a praise.
如果我们有什么亏欠的地方，我们也感谢神。
But if you do find something that you did not do, you did it wrong or you had fault, then we still need to thank God.
我们只要跟神认罪就好了。
Because as long as you confess in front of God and ask for His forgiveness, it will be fine.
因为约翰一书一章九节说，神是公义的，是信实的，他必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Because in 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
但是现今的世界诱惑力实在太大，我们要脱离这个世界的各种试探实在不容易，这世界真的让我们忙得天天昏头转向。
But as you all know, today's world, in today's world, there are so many temptations, and it is not easy for us to escape from all the temptations from this world, andSometimes it can really make us confused or disoriented.
退休会的目的就是我们要把手机关掉。
Therefore, the goal of the retreat is to turn off our cell phones.
从这个五彩缤纷的 繁华的喧嚣的世界退下来。
And to get away from this chaotic and kind seemingly glamorous world.
然后我们要退到主的怀中，退到主的脚前，像玛利亚一样，只求那一件不可少、不可被夺去的福分。
And to get away from that and to come in front of our Lord, just like what Mary did, which is to seek that one thing that we really, really need, the blessing that cannot be taken away from us.
这个记在路加福音十章四十一到四十二节。耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不可夺去的。”
And this was documented in Luke chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
也许有人会说，是的，只不过这一次是我们教会主办，我们的确很享受不用，只要不是我们教会主办，我们是可以很享受，不用管吃也不用管住，天天吃得饱饱的，来享受从神来的恩典。
Now, thinking back the retreat, some of us may say, well, usually Lake Hill retreat is really enjoyable because you get to have both physically and spiritually fed really well. But this time, we had to be the organizer of the retreat.
So, 所以在这次的那个夏令会里面，我们大家都忙死了。我们不是玛利亚，我们有很多事要忙。我们是在扮演马大的角色。
And so this time for the Lake Hill retreat, many of us were so busy, and indeed we were not able to be Mary because there are so many things that we have to complete, and so we were playing the role of Martha.
没有错，我们在两年前接下这个事工的时候，我们就开始祷告，我们就开始筹划这一次的夏令会。
Well, that's true, because ever since 2 years ago when we knew that we were going to be the organizer for this year's Lake Hill retreat, we start praying and we start planning for this event.
到最后的两个月，我们就有许多的弟兄姐妹就非常非常的忙碌，日夜不停的做工做工。
And in the last 2 months of the preparation, many brothers and sisters were so busy working day after day.
到最后两个礼拜啊，我们全教会就动起来，我们很积极的做最后的冲刺啊，有的弟兄甚至熬夜到半夜两三点。
And during the last 2 weeks, I mean, the entire church was mobilized, and it was kind of the final stretch, and some of the brothers had to work to very, very late, to like 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning.
是的，我们是在做马大，但我们不要做抱怨的马大，虽然有时候我们也会抱怨一下。
So, even though we had to be Martha, but we don't want to be a complaining Martha, like not complaining all the time, maybe just once in a while.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们在圣经里面对马大跟玛利亚的记载有很多处。我们到底神对马大的祝福比较多呢，还是对玛利亚的祝福比较多？
Dear brothers and sisters, so when you read this scripture, do you think God had more blessing for Mary or had more blessing for Martha?
在路加福音十节里，我们看到玛利亚安静在主的脚前，听到马大一直在做许多事后主的事，向主抱怨了几声。
And so in Luke chapter 10, we see that when Maria was quietly sitting in front of Jesus I was listening to him, his preaching. Martha was doing a lot of things, was kind of focusing on her work at that time.
从表面上看起来，好像玛利亚比较属灵，比较有长进，马大比较属世界，话比较多了一点。
Now from appearance, it might seem like Maria might be, you know, more focusing on spiritual things, and maybe Martha was more focusing on the task, the worldly task.
好，让我们把圣经往后稍微翻了一下。当我们翻到约翰福音十一章的时候，那时候拉撒路死了。
But if you turn, let's turn to the Bible to a book that's later after Luke. If you look at John, in John, but the book of John, when Lazarus was dead.
然后主耶稣很有意思的，他就故意在那里单演了两天，让拉撒路死透了，然后再去见马大跟玛利亚。
But as you may have already known, that very interestingly, Jesus intentionally waited for 2 days when it was confirmed, it was sure that Nazareth was dead. Then he went to see Mary and Martha.
马大跟玛利亚他们先后去看到去见主。
And Martha and Mary all went to see Jesus.
他们两个姐妹见了主所想的第一句话完全一样。
And the first thing they said to Jesus was almost the same.
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。
Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，她看见他就伏伏在他的脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
And when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
他们心里想的都一样，他们讲的都一样，也许玛利亚比较温柔一点，讲的小声一点，而且伏伏在地。
Well, so from this you can see actually both Mary and Martha had the same thought and they said the same thing. Well, the only difference maybe is Mary, like she fell at Jesus' feet and said the same thing.
两个都一样啊，没有哪一个比较属灵，哪一个比较属世界。都属灵了，也都属世界。
So they are both the same. They all had parts of them that are from the world, that's of the world, had the same worldly worries, but they also had their spiritual desire for Jesus.
所以在三十五节的时候就记载着耶稣哭了。
And so we see that in a later verse, 35, it says Jesus wept.
这是在圣经里面唯一一次的记载，耶稣哭了。
Actually, this is the only time that was documented in the Bible that Jesus wept.
但经过这一次的经历以后，马大跟玛利亚他们都成长了。
But after that experience, both Mary and Martha grew spiritually.
就是他在下一章，在约翰福音十二章，我们就看到他记载着玛利亚用真拿大香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了香气。
And you can see that from the next chapter, which is John chapter 12, that Mary took out a pin of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and she poured it on Jesus' feet and wept his feet.With her hair, and the whole house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
我们注意到玛利亚这个作为，并不是只在她擦的那个房子里面有香气，她是整个屋子里面每一个角落都充满了香气。
So you notice that when Mary was doing that, when she poured out the perfume, it was not just that one particular part of the house that one room was filled with the fragrance, but the entire house.
所以玛利亚 这时候并不是只是坐在主的脚前，她在家里到处走动服侍主，所以她的香气才能够充满整个屋子。
And if you think about it, you'll realize that it's because the reason why the fragrances fill the entire house is because Mary was not just sitting there in that one corner. She was probably walking around the entire house, doing her chores and other things, so that the fragrance will be filling the entire house.
那马大在做什么？圣经有没有记载？
But what was Martha doing at the same time? Did the Bible tell us anything?
她这次没有抱怨啊。
Was she complaining?
她都没有做什么，都没有记载啊。
No, there was no detailed documentation in the Bible.
所以马大她也学会了安静顺服的功课。
So probably since there's
不是 properly。
Yes, because there is no documentation of any more complaining from Martha, we can be assured that this time Martha she learned her lesson as well.
我很高兴啊，我们看到在这次的退休会里面啊，我们看到我们教会老中青啊，我们的弟兄啊，我们的姐妹都出来服侍主啊。
And it was so encouraging. When I saw at this retreat that many of our brothers and sisters, whether which age group you belong to, they all stood up and worked together to serve the Lord.
我从来没有想过我们教会有这么多同工。
And it never occurred to me that we had so many co-workers in this church.
从老的到年轻的到那个 很小的那个 Stephen 徐都服侍啊。
From the elderly to the ones who are in their prime, and then to the very very young ones like Stephen Yu.
我们的换票就是他 design 的，不是我，我只是拿来印一印而已啊。
And you know those meal tickets that we used at Lake Yao, it was designed by him.
然后，所以我们在这一次的服事里面，我们有没有再一次的我们去经历主的那个经验
？And so during, you know, when we were at the retreat, did we experience what God want us to learn, that lesson?
我们有没有找到新的同工啊
？Did we, find?More co-workers, new co-workers.
我们有没有学到怎么样跟弟兄姐妹在一起，在主里面我们一起同工
？Have we learned more about how to co-labor with other brothers and sisters, in Christ?
我以前常常抱怨我们的诗班好像就是想表演的时候就上来表演一下，不表演的时候就坐在底下。
You know.Before, sometimes I would wonder, our choir, is it that, you know, whenever they want to sing a song, therefore they decide to come up and sing a praise song, and then when they don't want to, they just, you know, don't do that.
但是这一次我们好像在主日啊，在夏令会的时候，我们忘了报告说他们需要练习。
But, If you noticed at this retreat, we actually forgot to make an announcement to say that they needed to do practice during Lake Yao.
但是我好像听到他们一直在练习啊。
But I heard that they practiced all the time during Lake Yao retreat.
我还不知道我们的音乐指挥啊，我们的弟兄可以指挥那么大的一个诗班。
And there were many, many people there joined from other churches. And I had no idea our choir director will be able to direct so many people.
他们从各个不同的教会来，但是他们一起唱的一个声音。
And even though many other brothers and sisters from other churches, not just our church, joined the choir, for the Lake Hill retreat, they all sung in unity and they sounded like one voice.
我们这次办这次退休会，你们觉得累了吗？
And so after the retreat, now it's over. Do you feel you're tired?
累是一定会的，这很正常。
Of course you feel tired.
但是希伯来书12章12到13节，他鼓励我们说，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把路修直了，使瘸子不致崴脚，反得痊愈。
But Hebrew chapter 12, verse 12 to 13, it tells us, therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level path for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
在这一次的退休会里面，张开地牧师用加勒的道路当主题，来描述他本人，我想是他本人，就是张开地牧师，他蒙神呼召，什么时候被神呼召？呼召是不是的整个过程
？And so at this Lake Hill retreat, the past one, Pastor John, the speaker, he used the journey of Caleb to describe how he himself was called by God, how he realized it was the calling of God, and stepped up to the plate and became a full-time minister to serve the Lord.
在这整个过程里面，就有很多弟兄问我，什么是神的呼召？呼召是不是一种祝福？
And so at the retreat, I was asked by brothers, what exactly is God's calling? Is God's calling a type of blessing?
我们刚才读过，呼召是从神来的，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒、且有丰盛的慈爱，所以呼召一定是一个祝福。
And so earlier we read that the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. And therefore a calling from God, someone who is compassionate and loving, of course, is a type of blessing.
但神呼召我们要去做的事，常常是跟我们日常做的事不太一样。
But the things that God has called us to do oftentimes are different than the usual things that we do in our everyday life.
所以我们需要放下，需要改变，就是我们需要舍弃我们自己来回应神的呼召。
And sometimes we need to really set aside our life to be willing to be changed and to in order to respond to God's calling for us to do what He wants us to do.
而且神呼召的时候，呼召一个人的时候，只有被呼召的那个人知道，别的弟兄都不知道。
Now notice that sometimes when God is calling someone to giving him a calling, it's only the one who's being called would know that calling. The people around him or her would not know.
所以当呼召来临的时候，我们心里就有一个愿意，也有一个不愿意，这个拉扯，这个张力，这个 stress， 对一个呼召的人是一种考验，而且他不会停止啊，他一直叫你啊。
And when a person is being called by God, oftentimes there is a stress or tension inside. It's kind of like you want to respond, but you have reservations. And this kind of tension would not go away because he will continue to call you until you respond.
我们来看看一些圣经的人物，看看他们在做呼召被呼召的时候有没有什么明显的记载在圣经里面。
So now let's take a look at some examples in the Bible and see when these people were called by God, what do they do?
有很明显的记载的，就是我们从圣经翻开来就看到亚伯拉罕，他在创世纪十二章的一到三节说，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我要指定你的地方去，我必叫你成为大国，必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫也你也要叫人得福，为你祝福的我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
And here's an example of God's calling in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1-3. The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
在新约里面，使徒保罗被呼召的时候也非常的清楚，他记在使徒行传九章三到五节。就扫罗行路将到大马士革，忽然天上发光，四面照着他，他就伏伏在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And here's another example of God, God's calling. This is about Paul. In Acts chapter 9 verse 3-5, neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied.
但不是所有的呼召都是这么的清楚。
But not everyone who was called by God was clearly documented, the event was clearly documented in the Bible.
圣经的人物也有许多人的呼召他都没有记载。譬如说我们来看一看那个第一个没有死在圣经里面没有死就被接到天家的以诺。
Some people who were called by God, but the story was not as clearly documented. For example, the first person who never died but directly went to heaven, which is Enoch.
创世纪五章二十一节，他说以诺活到六十五岁，生了马土沙拉。以诺生了马土沙拉以后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了三百六十五岁。以诺与神同行，神将他接去，他就不在世上了。
In Genesis chapter 5, verse 21-24, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. Excuse me. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away.
我们知道以色列人是亚洲人。
We know that the Israelites are actually considered as.
我们在亚洲。
The territory of Israel actually belongs to Asia. Therefore, Israelites are considered as Asian.
也许不对啊，但是呢，我们知道以色列他们的名字都有意义的，跟我们中国人的名字都有意义一样。
Well, that might be a stretch. However, we know that their names, similarly to Chinese names, have meanings.
我们的名字都是我们父母给我们的祝福。
And our names are the blessing. That our parents wants to give us.
我刚到美国来的时候，看美国人名字好像只有十几个。
When I first came to U.S., I noticed that it seems like there are only maybe a little bit more than 10 common English names that are flowing around.
我那时候就问我们的同学说，他们是什么意思？
And then I would ask my friends, my classmates, what do that name mean?
他说 just a name, 只是一个名字。
And then he would say, oh, it's just a name.
但是我们中国人就比较复杂一点，我们的名字都有我们的意思，都有我们父母的祝福。
But the Chinese names are a little bit more complicated. Most Chinese names have meanings behind of the name.
像在台湾有很多到台湾去的人都叫台生，我们有一个同学叫王台生，他说他已经遇过超过100个台生。
So when I was in Taiwan, one of my friends, his name is Tyson, and
光明Taiwan, 在台湾生的。
It means that born in Taiwan. The two character means born in Taiwan. And actually, there are a lot of Tyson, the similar name in Taiwan.
所以以诺活到65岁的时候，神的呼召临到他，他就把生下来的那个大儿子起名叫做马土沙拉。
And when Enoch was 65 years old, God was calling him, and therefore Enoch named his first son as Methuselah. And
Methuselah 这个名字的意思就是说，他死的时候将带给。
And Methuselah, in the meaning of this name, means that when he is dead, it shall be sent, or it will bring.
所以马土沙拉死的时候，神就给了审判，大洪水就到来了。
And after Methuselah was dead, that's when God's judgment came, the flood.
我在读书的时候，有老师跟我说，他死了七天，那一天就是洪水的日子。但是我不相信刚好七天，但是他说就是那一天。
And when actually one of my seminar teacher, he told me that it was on the seventh day after Methuselah's death, the flood came. I originally didn't believe, but it was true.
所以在他死的那一天的第七天，洪水来了。但同样的，那个时候诺亚的方舟也造好了。诺亚这个名字的意思就是安息、安慰，就是说带来了安息跟安慰。
And exactly at the same time when the flood came, it was when Noah had his ark built ready, and the name Noah means peace, rest.
所以我们把刚才的故事我们来总结一下。
So if we summarize the stories that we just talked about,
这段经文就告诉我们，以诺在他65岁的时候，神给他一个呼召，告诉他说，神的愤怒的审判在你的儿子来临的时候，死的时候他就会来。在那个时候，神也为信靠他的人安排了好了一个安息的地方，就是诺亚的方舟。
Basically, what happened? Basically, God told Enoch when he was 65 years old that the judgment of God's wrath will come when the son that was just born, die. But at the same time, But at the same time, God had already arranged another faithful man and prepared a place for rest, which is Noah's ark, just at the same time when the flood will be coming.
谢谢你啊，太长了，你很厉害啊。所以以诺就回应了神的呼召，就跟神同行300年。
And so when Enoch heard this calling from God, He responded, and he walked faithfully with the Lord.
在这三百年里面，以诺做什么？圣经没有记载。
And during that 300 years that he walked faithfully with God, what did he do? Well, that was not documented in the Bible.
圣经如果没有记载，我们就不要去乱想，这不太重要。重要的是，圣经记载了两次，以诺与神同行。
But the most important thing is not what exactly he did during those 300 years, the detailed work. What's important is that the Bible did document mentioned two times, that he walked faithfully with God.
但是呢，圣经在弥迦书也告诉我们与主同行应该做什么？在弥迦书六章八节，他说：“世人啊，耶和华也指示你何为善，他要向你所做的是什么呢？他要向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。”
Just like what's written in the book of Micah 6.Chapter 6, verse 8, it says, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
加勒在圣经中也没有记载他在什么时候怎么样的呼召他。
And similarly, the Bible did not mention clearly when Caleb was called by God.
只有在民数记的十三章六节说，属犹大支派的有耶弗尼的儿子加勒。
But it was documented in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 6, from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh.
我们大家都知道，以色列族是神所选选的选民。
So we all know that the Israelites are the chosen people by God.
犹大支派又是以色列十二支派里面最强大的支派。
And the tribe of Judah is actually the strongest one out of the 12 tribes of Israelites.
犹大支派在以色列出埃及行走在旷野的时候，他们是走在最前面的前锋部队，他们的军旗是狮子。
And the tribe of Judah, when the Israelites was getting out of Egypt and walking in the wilderness, the tribe of Judah was actually at the most forefront of the entire group. And they were there, what's on their flag is a lion, the symbol of lion.
所以加勒是犹大支派的族长，也是耶和华军队走在最前端的先锋部队的司令官。
And so Caleb, he was the leader of the tribe of Judah. And in other words, he was the commander of Jehovah's, his army, who was walking at the most forefront of the entire army.
所以加勒当然有呼召。
And of course, Caleb had his calling from God.
神呼召加勒做什么？圣经也没有记载，只是一直一直重复的说，加勒专心跟从耶和华。
Now, what did God call Caleb to do? Well, the Bible did not clearly say that, but it kept mention that Caleb.Was walking faithfully with the Lord.
加勒自己也说，也真的，他很专心的在跟从耶和华。
And in fact, Caleb himself said that he was walking faithfully with the Lord.
Yeah, 最明显的例子就是加勒他没有犯错嘛，但是呢，他跟他的弟兄，那些犯错的弟兄，在旷野漂泊了三十八年，他。跟他们一起同甘共苦，他没有抱怨。
And the most obvious example is that even though Caleb, he was not the one who offended God. He had no faults, but he willingly basically suffered and walked in the wilderness for 40 years along with all the other tribes who had faults, who offended God because they didn't want to go into the promised land.
加勒不但没有抱怨, 在耶稣雅记14章10节, 10节11节 还记载着说, 加勒还说, 自从耶和华对摩西说 这话的时候, 耶和华照他所应许的, 使我存活这45年, 期间以色列人在旷野行走, 看啊, 现今我85岁了, 我还是强壮, 像摩西打发我去的那一天, 无论是征战, 是出入, 我的力量那时如何, 现在也如何。
And not only Caleb did not complain about all those 40 years walking in the wilderness, he said in Joshua, in the book of Joshua, chapter 14, verse 10 to 11, "Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then."
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 我们不要再问, 我们有没有呼召, 我们当然有呼召。
So dear brothers and sisters, we don't have to ask whether we have calling from God or not. Of course, we have that calling.
我们是基督徒啊, 基督徒是属神的子民, 是神国度里面君尊的祭司, 我们怎么可能没有呼召呢?
We are Christ's followers. We are citizens of his kingdom. We are his royal priest, belong to him. Of course, how could we not have callings from him?
我们有了呼召, 我们应该做什么呢?
And so now we know that we have callings from him. What should we do?
我们做什么是有一点重要, 但是更重要的是, 我们要与主同行, 专心跟从我们的神。
Well, the most important thing we should do is to walk faithfully with him and to serve him.
我们今天的主题经文说, 哥林多前书12章4到7节说, 恩赐原有分别, 圣灵却是一位, 执事也有分别, 主却是一位, 功用也有分别, 神却是一位, 在众人里面运行一切的事, 圣灵显在个人身上, 叫人得益处。
Just as what we read earlier in the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 7, there are many different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
我们不用想, 也不用看, 别人在做什么?
Therefore, we don't have to think too hard, and we don't have to constantly looking around and see what others are doing.
我们只要问问自己心中的圣灵, 他要我们做什么?
Well, all we have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit, who is living in us.
这样我们就可以一同来建造我们的教会。
That way, we can be all united and co-labor to build up our church.
好, 让我们低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父主, 我们感谢, 赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你把这么多我们的弟兄姐妹放在我们的身边。
You have placed so many brothers and sisters around us.
你把各种不同的才能, 不同的工作, 放在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身上。
And you have given them all these gifts and talents and different type of calling for service in them.
让我们有这么多美好的见证人像云彩围绕着我们。
And so that we can have so many good, there are so many good testimonies, kind of like beautiful clouds surrounding us.
主，让我们放下自己，让我们脚站起来，让我们重新得力。
Lord, please help us to put ourselves, our own will aside, and to really focus it on you and be renewed and in you so that we can gain strength from you.
让那住在我们心中的圣灵能够让人得益处。
And so that the Holy Spirit who is living among us can teach us and lead us.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks to you once again.
感谢祈求，奉耶稣之名而求。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.